Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story in the Republican American, the regional task force in Kent focused on monitoring the air in Connecticut towns before the Cricket Valley Power Plant begins operation is now gearing up to welcome the state's commissioner in Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Commissioner Robert Klee was invited to speak this Wednesday at 7 in the large meeting room at Kent Town Hall to the Western Connecticut Clean Air Action Task Force. The group formed this summer to initiate air monitoring. The public is invited to attend that meeting. In Kent last week, the Streetscape Committee is moving forward with its plan to renovate and extend the sidewalks in Kent's town center. They now have the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission for that proposal. A map with specifications was presented to the Zoning Board on Thursday evening by committee member John Casey, saying reasons for the improvements include safety, appearances, and economic development. He said the route had been expanded to go from Maple Street Extension on the east point along Route 341 to the bridge over the Housatonic River on the west. On Route 7, the northern point will be the first Congregational Church, and the southern point will be the driveway to the South Commons Affordable Housing. The plan also includes streetlights. The plan is simplified compared to what was originally proposed 5 years ago by engineers. Well, Pat Pagano is calling for a very interesting winter. His long-range winter outlook is now out and posted on our Robinhood Radio On Demand page under Weather with Pat Pagano. It starts in January with a wintry mix that could hang over our heads. Rain and snow early and late weeks. We get a lot of mixed precipitation and some very bitter cold weather in this forecast. As we said, this forecast is available at robinhoodradio.com on demand, Weather with Pat Pagano. In summary, Pat says it'll be very changeable with outbreaks of frigid air leading to storms, producing lots of mixed precipitation. New Year's could be icy. Groundhog Day will be unsettled. President's Day weekend cold. And the first day of spring could be wintry. That's Pat's long-range forecast. In meetings tonight, Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting that at 5:30 going to 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Also, the Town of Sharon Historic District Committee is meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Now, coming up tomorrow, Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 1 o'clock. Also, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting set for 5:30. Noble Horizons invites you to Medicare, what you need to know for 2019 on Wednesday. Reserve for a light lunch at noon. The program's at 12:30. It's free. Experts will help you prepare for October 7th, December 7th enrollment period and the changes to Medicare in 2019. More information at noblehorizons.org. Great Barrington Historical Society presents a look back at businesses that are gone but not forgotten. Merchants and the general public invited to share their memories with Mike Fitzpatrick and Jane Green at the Teague Senior Center on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Admission is free. The American Red Cross is conducting a blood drive Thursday from 1 till 6 at the United Church of Christ Congregational 8 Bolton Hill Road. All types of blood types are needed. Individuals who donate blood or platelets through Sunday will receive a coupon via mail for free haircuts at participating Sports Clips locations. To make an appointment, 800-RED-CROSS, 800-733-2767. Visit redcrossblood.org or download the free blood donor app. In Pine Plains, every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper will take place this Friday. The free will offering will benefit feeding your needs. Audubon Sharon is hosting free morning bird walks and live animal presentations each weekend throughout September. Bird walks are held each Saturday from 8 till 9:30 at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road and each Sunday from 9 to 11 at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary on West Cornwall Road in Sharon. In addition, live animal presentations will take place each Sunday afternoon at the Sharon Audubon Center at 3. Bird walk participants should wear comfortable walking shoes or hiking boots and bring binoculars if you have them. A craft fair coming up on the 29th from 10 to 4, hosted by Material Girls of St. John's in Ankrum at the Copaic Park building on Mountain View Road. Queen Bee will be spinning tunes, the tag sale table. Also, there'll be live music, lunch, and refreshments will be available as well. The Canaan Child Care Center is hosting a murder mystery dinner, Murder Among the Leaf Peepers, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Canaan Country Club, 74 High Street. Tickets are available in advance and also at the door. Contact Fran Chappelle at 860-824-0597 if you'd like to register. On Saturday the 29th from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Rojan Library, Astronomy with David Kiefer, discussing the basics of astronomy and objects in the sky, followed by outdoor viewing, weather permitting, of constellations and stars. Enjoy two classic silent film shorts with live music by Donald Sosin and Joanna Seaton, including a pie-throwing contest before the film, including Battle of the Century starring Laurel and Hardy, and Beyond the Rock starring Gloria Swanson and Rudolph Valentino. That'll be shown on Saturday at 7:30 at the Library Annex on Century Boulevard in Millerton. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments are available. The Music in Archives in Racebrook Lodge on Route 41 in Sheffield, hosting a gathering for fans featuring several impromptu and organized events September 29th and 30th. Suggested donation of $20 will benefit the development of music in the archives. The Racebrook Lodge and Stagecoach Tavern will offer dinner, brunch, and room accommodation packages for that weekend. More information at 413-229-2916 or musicin.org. Berkshire Botanical Gardens art and garden exhibitions have been extended now through September 30th, featuring installations by 10 contemporary artists that are displayed throughout the 15-acre grounds. Viewings will be held daily from 9 to 5 p.m. at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, holding a clam bake on Sunday the 30th from 11 till 5. Clams, raw and steamed, shaved steak sandwiches, sausage, chicken, chowder, draft beer, soda, water, $35 per person, horseshoes, and corn bag toss. You're invited to come and have fun. The 35th Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk, Ending Hunger One Step at a Time, will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock, beginning at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Local food banks and voucher programs received thousands of dollars from the walk each year. You can walk by forming a team, going yourself, underwrite expenses, or donate online at crophungerwalk.org or calling 860-435-2627. A celebration of the life of Diana Hanbury King will be held on Sunday, September 30th at 1 o'clock at the Kildonan School in Amenia, New York. For more information or to RSVP, kildonan.org. 2018 Burger Laverick TH Alumni Soccer Game and Chicken Barbecue will be held at the Copic Memorial Park on Sunday. Soccer game begins at 1, the chicken barbecue at 4. All proceeds will be donated to Dollars for Scholars towards a scholarship in honor of Justin Berger and Fred Laverick III. T-shirts and barbecue tickets are $10 each. Wanda Houston and Michael Berkeley presenting an afternoon of Broadway and show tunes at 2 p.m. on September 30th, the First Congregational Church on the Green in Sheffield. A suggested donation of $15 will support the maintenance of the first Berkshire County meeting house that was built back in 1765. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 26,743.50, the NASDAQ at 7986.96, and the S&P 500 at 2929.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.